You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Ger Toshe. So this week's parasha, Chiyuv of Achicha Matiyadu v'Chaziku Bo Ger V'Toshe V'Chayim. So you learn that, because I learned out that V'Chayim, so an interesting Zach, a goy, usually a god, the din is that Loi Sechone, right? You're not allowed to give things to a Nakum, right? And you're not allowed to, what? To
him.
You're not allowed to give something for free to a Nakum, to goy, right? You can't give him a gift. Unless he's working for you or something. You're cleaning, like, because you'll clean the house better. Your workers, because they'll do the work better. That you could do. But Tham, you see during the street, and then, you know, you bought by mistake a cup of coffee, you know, that's not good. You can't just give him. Unless you know, unless you make you the shit.
Why not?
The Torah says so. What's the hunt? I mean, I don't want to give them anything free, right? You're not allowed to save them. You're not allowed to, you're not allowed to give them tzedakah unless it's in Yanev Shalom and Yanev Chabot. You don't give him.
He's the same. Doesn't matter.
It's a good point. Let's read that. That's the did. That's the did. Let's read that. Ger Toshiv is a different did. Ger Toshiv. So the Torah tells us, don't eat nevela. If you have a behema that wasn't shechted properly, the shechita wasn't good, or died, it's a piece of nevela, we're not allowed to eat it. To Nakhri, you could sell it. Yeah. But Lager Shabbashirachta, give it away for free. Well, for free, make a taste, you can give for free. Because that's the din you can support a ger, the din a ger Toshiv. A ger Toshiv, you give it for Rashi. Rashi's bring the kids to one matama and Zechon the veil. Good? Now, the Gemara itself, let's see the Braisa. Ezu ger Toshiv, what's a ger Toshiv? Kol Shekibolov, he's makabel b'fnei gimel chaver in front of me, tamid chavami, shaloi la'avod avodas nefav. Makabel told not to do avodas the rabbi. Chacham amayim, now that every guy is not allowed to do, right? Chacham amayim, kol Shekibolov sheva mitzvahs, Shekibolov ben eder. He's makabel in front of his rabbi, sheva mitzvahs, Shekibolov ben eder. Okay, achay leim, eilu lo bol l'kol getoishot. Because that's what the Torah says. Shekibah lo v'kam kol mitzvahs amurus b'Torah. Chutz mitzvahs nevelos. Follow the Gazar. What? Chutz mitzvahs nevelos. Chutz mitzvahs nevelos. Ravid, other Rishayim learn, lav dafka means it's sort of like nevelos. Either lavid, isur achila. But in other words, it's more than zayin mitzvah. The next pasuk says like this. Now, the Pesukim talk about somebody who sold, your relative is sold, so the person sold as a slave to a goy, to so forth, so the family has to try to redeem him. There's all kinds of luck. There's all kinds of luck.
My great was to say the word, not the first red one to say.
Interesting. So it says like this, V'chisasi yad ger toshimach mach achi chimoy, v'ninko le ger toshimach leke mishmach zonger. So the pasuk talks about the insult of goy or insult of goy. In other words, a guy can't afford money. He doesn't have money, so he can't afford to buy things. So what does he do? He sells himself as a slave. So now it's a chiv and a mishpacha to try to redeem it. So one of the pasuk says he sold himself to ger tosh. Okay, and then it says the halachas. The end of the parasha it says lo sasu lachem alilim who pesul matzeva lo sakimu lachem ve'evin maskis lo sitnu ba'atzachem l'shtakas back in yisrael v'kerichav. As Shabtsoi said, Teshmar Mikdash Teroyer Ani Hashem. All of a sudden, the end of the parasha, after somebody is sold, it says, "Don't do avodah zarah and a few different lashonas and keep Shabbos." Rashi there says, based on a sifra, Loi Sasa Lachem Aliyah. Keneged Zeh Nimkel Goy. This is talking about somebody sold at a goy. Shelo Yaimai. He should have said, Oyel V'Rabbi. His master, Rabbi means his master, Rab Shuli. Royal for Rabbi. The real way is Ribi, right? Shul, it's a different motion than Rab Shuli. Shuloy Yema, Royal for Rabbi, Megala Rais, Afanika Moisa. Royal for Rabbi, Oyv the Varizar, Afanika Moisa. I would think that since he's living by somebody who's Megala Rais, the Mephorishim, I think the Sif's come quotes from, I don't remember, from maybe Maskulu David or David Pardo. What do you see in the Pesukim over here about? Megala Rias. He says the few times of Avodah Zarah, so like the Gemara says, no, Tira Claudius, Avodah Zarah, El Kedei Legalis Arab. Okay. Oil for Rabbi Yehuda was there. Afani Kamoiz. Oil for Rabbi Michal Shabbos. Afani Kamoiz. Lekach never mikros alone. That's what Rashi says. Okay. Very good. So the question is a zoy. Whatever the Havamina is, since his Rab is Michal is Megala Raya, he's not Makbit. Since his Rab is Oyvid of Rezab. What do you mean his Rab is Michal Shabbos? What's the you call him a Michal Shabbos? A Koiz Michal Shabbos? Can't be Michal Shabbos. That's not called Michal Shabbos. The terminology is not Michal Shabbos. Oil for Rabbi. Oh, let's talk about it. Stop. Let's talk about Nimkul Goy. Oh. So what you're saying is, it's talking about a Nimkul Ger Toshiv too. Also Nimkul Ger Toshiv. And what's the deal with a Ger Toshiv? Well, as we saw, a Ger Toshiv, a Lachan around a Pasan's Ger Toshiv, somebody keeps Zion missing it out. So let's take a look at this Gemara. First the Pasan. Sheishis Yom in Mishpat. Sheish Yom Tasim El Secha. We have a Shvi Tishpas. The man Yenuach. Shorchach Amorcha V'yidnafesh. Also Lashem Menucha. Ben HaMasecha V'ager. Zok the Gemara. The sign there. V'yidnafesh Ben HaMasecha. Be'evad Oral Akosu Medabar. Or is you have an Evad Kanani who you've bought, you've captured, whatever it is, but you have not mauled him yet. So he's not Chayv and Mitzvah. Still, till you maul him in your table, he's not Chayv and Mitzvah. Like an Isha. Well, then Evad Kanani is Chayv and Mitzvah like an Isha. It's Chayv in Shabbos. Maybe it's all about that. So, in the Gemara here, Rashi, look at the next Rashi. Rashi, Ger Toshiv, Shekibu Lo Shalol Avod Averis Kachon, Oichon Levelis, the minimum is Avod Azorah. Vezira kosevul Shabbos, he has to keep Shabbos. The mechalos of Shabbos kavivul zohar. Tashi's sheet is, it seems that a ger toshiv has to keep Shabbos. So very good. Tashi shitasei. Since it's talking about someone who sold a ger toshiv, and for some reason he's not keeping, he's a ger toshiv, became a ger toshiv, and now if I keep the mitzvahs, he's a mechal Shabbos. Rashi v'shitasei. Very nice pshat. That's the shear. First part. Okay, that's the shear. That's the answer. That's a pshat. Okay. Now let's understand Rashi Shita. Call him the Chal to Shabbos Ka'ivet Avay the Zara. So Vashi. Look in Taisis. Zekir Taish. Prius for Kodjus. Shikir Kibel Alav Shalol Avay the Zara. Umachal Shabbos Ka'ivet Avay the Zara. Bakosha. Din Kain. Akvishim Umashem Mitzis. He has more than Zayin Mitzis. Umasechs Avay the Zara. Masha Vashem Mitzis. Kibel B'nei Nechi Kuget Taish. And we passed. Right, Zayin Mitzvahs. Va'oid, the Beperik Arba Mises, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, I mean it, Akum Shishovas, a guy that keeps Shabbos, Chayav Misa, Fi B'chol, he keeps it during the week. Kol Shkib Shabbos, okay. Va'ubeperik Dam B'chol, Kamar Kiva, Ge'a Toshav, Ein Muzol Shabbos. Nira Da'ach, Ha'vayisim Malach Tzar Kisol, Dumi Dem Nav Shabbat, etc. He can't do Malach for the Jew. Doesn't mean he can't do it. He can be Mechal Shabbos. But he can't do malacha for a Jew. That's what I was telling him not to do. Right? But this is probably on you to make sure he doesn't do malacha for you. By the way, from Taisus' Kasha, that Akum Shishobas is Chayav Misa, he himself brings it. That upon him Yafis, you do the upon him Yafis. Everybody, all the Sifrei Jewish say, upon him Yafis says the Issa of a Goy to keep Shabbos means day and night, what we call Wednesday. Right, Wednesday means Wednesday by day. Sunday today, and tonight is still Sunday. But else tonight is Monday. Tonight is already Yom Sheni. But else Shabbos is Friday night and Shabbos. By them, the history is to keep Saturday and Saturday night. So Ramele, this kashu would be shvet. Rocky Vega quotes this Bonim Yopis, and he says that Bonim Yopis says, for care from this taste, not like taste. Okay. But that taste is the two kashus. Okay, so now, to answer Rashi, literally the shtickle goes to a lot of things. The first is a rit. Ritvan Makis, the Brisk Rel quotes him in the end of the Sefer. And the letter is Psalanin in there of Ger Toshiv. So over there, the Brisk Rel quotes the Ritvan. The Ritvan says, what's unique about a Ger Toshiv? Ger Toshiv comes to the front of three, right? And he's Makabel on himself. In fact, let's just skip over a second. If you look at the Rambam's Lashon, Akum Sha'asak B'mitzvahs, the first one. I'm sorry. the first one. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo inchal atayva mitzvah al Yisrael, shenema marosha kilos yankim, ula kol ha-reitin l'sgaya m'sha'a umis, shenema kachem geger. That's how we notice that he's a ger. He could basically become a ger. He can't become a levi, he can't become a kohen, right? So how do you become a ger? Tarya says there's such a thing as a ger. Aval misha lo ratza en kohen v'nesakab atayva mitzvah. V'chein tziva v'esha p'yavru lakuf as kol boy oilem to force the whole world lekabel mitzvahs shen tzava b'neinach. V'kol mi shaloi kabel yahareg, Rambam says, Paul B'Karamba. V'makabel oisam hua nikra ger toysha b'kol mokum v'tzorach lekabel lov b'fnei shloshim chaberim v'kol makabel lov lomul v'avr lov shem achoy v'lom ma'al rezik okem k'mina umis. Then Rambam goes a little vital later on. Akram sh'osik b'toy chamisa lo yasik o'b'zayin mitzvahs b'ab v'chein akram sh'shovas v'il yayim yayim b'chorl imasol atzma k'mo shabas chamisa. That's Rambam Pshita, that even if he makes a moy, Thanksgiving or a goy's chav mitzvah for keeping Thanksgiving. Klola shildava ein manichanais v'chadish das, ulasis mitzvah l'datzman b'dayta. Elo o yeget tzedek, the kabo love kol, the kabo kol. It says, o yavah b'terosay, v'lo yesev yigra, v'im asik b'teira, and so forth. Yeah, it's Yud Aleph. All right. Maybe I said, okay. Klola mekabel zayin mitzvahs, Venizel Asaisa Reza Mechside Umasailam. Right, they have this whole thing, Chside Umasailam Club, about his gracious Chusim that they save Jews, but whether they're called Chside Umasailam, that I don't know. The Tiferes Yisrael says that Sir Francis Drake was a Chside Umasailam. He says because he discovered the potato, right? And with that, he saved, he writes hundreds of thousands of people from starvation. People used to starve, the potato kept that they were able to bring potatoes to the whole world. Because the son of Lachis, he writes, this is seen in the Quasar sheep, he kept the Zion mitzvahs, the potato. What?
I should have played that. I should have
played that. I should have passed
it. Who is cheap? What they do beforehand? If it.
Who is cheap? Kabbalah's forget.
He saved Quasar. He keep cakes. I hope you have cakes on this. You know, the people could brock, told the hotels make business on that. Somebody told me they were this year in a hotel. Says he couldn't tell there's any difference place with him. The rest of the Islamish knew that.
They have pizza. They have pizza. Pizza for paper. Rushi Kabul. Oh, so he says, Rushi Kabul. Yes, the Kabul. The Pneshit Siva Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Taira. V'Oidiyanu Aydei Moshe Beinu Shebnei Ner B'Koyed Be'Epsomar. The Rambam says that he has to be Mekabulit. And Echanami, they had the Zayim Mitzvahs before, but he has to Mekabulit. Because that it was known from the Torah. If he says, my grandfather Lemach used to do it, right? The Sisholok used to do it. He says, that's too bad. So somebody was telling me that they have these people that keep Zion mitzvahs in the South. So they used to write, Yankee Weinberger, the Rashid of Baltimore, if I remember, used to say that he had one day, the girl that used to call him. He says, Alavai, you knew there's such child as a question. He said, they ask her, that she works in an office, can she? Could she use the pencil for her own, you know, all kinds of things like that. So somebody told me, the Rishu told me, I don't know if it's true, Rishu's humor, that the guy writes to the, that there was a guy like in the Yatad who was answering these questions for the Zion mitzvahs. So they probably asked him, you know, certain places afraid that when the food they eat over there could be B'nai Ma'ayim, that's also even B'nachai, but the Gamsa Shaila. So he says, you know, we want to eat out of the Shiras of Zion of Bet-Noyak. So the Rambam says that he has to do it because Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah. I've been awesome by Hechad Eidos because he realizes this is the right thing to do. You don't kill, you don't blasphemize. Ain't the ger toysher, ain't the mechsid of Muslimanum, ela mechachameya. That's the geirsa that Frankel Rambam has. The old geirsa was v'loy mechachameya. That's a different shmuz. Zalm v'lojin geirsa. But he says, "Ain't no mechassidim on the side." So the Rambam asks, "What makes?" And in the Sugyan Makis, when Gemara talks about a get, if you kill a ger toishev, do you go to Golis or not to Golis? So the get, as he says, "What's a ger toishev?" Kabbal Zaymis, he says, "For me, that's a guy. What means a ger toishev? What makes him a ger toishev? We got to keep Zaymis."
You are so listening amazing to thing. Ben's Torah.
So he says, "Look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the ger matan Torah. Amad b'mayde daritz rova yet the ger." Pasuk that we read on Shavuot from Chabakuk. So Rabbeinu Shalom went, Rova Yetta Goyim. My Rizai Mitzvah. The Gemara has a whole thing that, you know, the same Gemara that they say, We did everything for the Yidden for Torah. That Gemara here. The same Gemara with the Shem Baichai that they were saying about the Romans. The Marsha says over there. You know, it sounds like the Rav Yudan and Rav Shimon is the same machlokes as the Bnei Shalom and the Goy. Roy Zayin is Shkibul Lam Bnei Nehefelu Kiyam Hakimu. Kimu Shiloi Kimum Omid Ret Tirit. He was matin the Zayin Mitzvahs. He by Mat Torah he says to them, where does it? I get you're complaining. You didn't force us to receive the Torah. You forced the Klal Yisrael. Says okay, where were the Zayin Mitzvahs that I gave you till now? Did you Mekayim? The Gemara says he brings all kinds of rayas that they didn't keep the Zayin Mitzvahs. And because they didn't keep the Zayin Mitzvahs, Amad Ve'Tirat. He was Matir. Frank Gemara is Gure Isger, the top line, top second line, page 3. Is Gure Isger. You prophet, a person prophets. In Ken Batsinu Choyta Niska, comes out, right? Gemara's Loshu many times. Choyta Niska, somebody who's a Choyta, who's a sinner, he prophets. Right? He does something, and because, great, you don't do the mitzvahs. So Bayashim says, okay, I'm taking it away from you. So, wow, wonderful, you have a half kedik alive, you don't have design mitzvahs. I'm a marberator of Eden, I'm mar. To tell us, no, Shafut Bishamakayim and Aysom, Eim Mekabu Malayim Sach, they don't get scarred for it. But they don't get scarred for keeping the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Holoi Daot, Batsani, Oyer Mei, Oyer Menayin Shafilu Akum, even if he's a Akum V'Osek B'Torah, right? This is quote the Gemara says, it means in Sanhedrin, not Osek B'Torah, he learns Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch writes, he has a conscience of B'nei Noyach, but we don't have it. That he can learn, but if he can, but if he has to learn the Zayin Mitzvahs, and he's Urei Kekoyin Gadol. Talmud Loima Shiyasa Isa Adam Chai Ben Rishit Parsha Kahanin Levin Israel Amar Hela Ha Adam. Right, it says Adam is Yid. Ha Adam, right, is even a Akub. But listen, once said, there's only why. What's the difference? Adam is a man. Ha Adam is the man. The man is only an Akub. Thinks he's the man. Right, he's the man. He's the only one. Adam is John. Min Adam. All the matter the Shafilu the Tzion to pass to. So this up is. He says, Adam is a miyat, and ha Adam is a miyat, ein miyat, el miyat, el in the rapids. That's how Tesiyam defines it. We shame say such as are. Halamarata shafilo akum va'isim b'tar reka kon godl. So you see, it does get tzchak. El alayim lecha she'em akab leim tzchak ke mitzuba v'isa, ke mi she'en a mitzuba v'isa. Right? Oh, so then you should, okay. Yeah, okay, the computer hopped on the last words. And that Amar Pchanina, God la mitzuba v'isa, Yaisa mimishayna mitzvah v'aisa. Right, that's the klal. The Gemara says, God la mitzvah v'aisa, because he has a yetzahara that says not to do the mitzvahs. Masha ain't kain, somebody's potter. Right, somebody told me a story of a Rav, a well-known Rav, that one day they were by davening, and they're about to say tachan, and there's a klap from the ladies section. The klal says, I'm here. You know, the chassan couldn't make it to me, and he's sleeping, but I'm here. She says, no tachan. There's no tashavit. She says, but by him, right? Okay, right. He's got a goddamn minute. She doesn't. So she, for her, it's easy to do. All right. When I kapon it, what does it say in this Gemara? It says in this Gemara that the push-up shot, Rashi doesn't learn this way. That's a problem. But Rashi, one place. Push-up shot in the Gemara is avada goyim achayiv in zayiv mitzvah. But the schar they get in the achayiv is ena mitzvah v'aisa. They get a lesser schar. Right? Just like if a woman takes a lulav, she gets chak, but less than a man. A woman takes a lulav, she hears shayfer. It says in Shuvas Min HaShemayim from the Bali Tesis of Yankiv. You hear Shuvas, what's the last thing? From where? Merwa. Merwa, how you pronounce it? Yeah, that's Ever Chois. I thought it was Ever Chois. Merwa. So he has Shuvas that he has Ruach HaKoyed with Shemayim. But you do it. So he has a shayla. He has the. Yes, how could women be potter from Shafer? Shafer is like, Lahaski, there are all kinds of things for Klali. So they answered them in the Shemaim de Chayiv. Down here, they're potter. According to the Torah, they're potter, but in Shemaim de Chayiv, they're definitely right over there. But Kapoorim, they get schar less than a man, right? So we hear, Goy is Chayiv at Zayim Mitzvahs. The schar he gets for keeping them, again, like the Rambam, is Eina Mitzvah Oysa. Zok the Ritva, that when a goy is mekabel on himself, Zayin Mitzvahs, it's a geiris, like the Rambam's master in a few places, and the melee, he becomes again a mitzvah v'oisa. That's a pshar is mekabel. And therefore he gets schar. meaning he's a different genre of a guy. And therefore, he gets stucco. Therefore, you have to take care of him. Therefore, you give him the vela. You get all kinds of things. He's on a different madrega. That's a pshat in this in the rit. That's what a ritva says. Pshat in a ger tavish. Oh, so the mele pshat is a zoi. I said this many years ago, and later on, I found in the point of vision rogue a zamahalik. I have a few other things on it, but it's not for today's share. So he said Rashi the din of like this. What's the pshat avodah zarah? Avodah zarah is a pshat. You're not allowed to do these things as avodah zarah. What's defined as avodah zarah? So the Torah tells us, for instance, the Gemara tells us shituf, right? Shituf. A yid is muzar in shituf. Shituf means to believe that the someone else tells the Baruch Hashem what to do. Right? There are a lot of Jews who believe that. You know that somebody can tell the Baruch Hashem this and do this and that. So that's not the pshat. Tzadik Geuze.
What the religion is this?
It's called Christianity.
Oh, this is called
basic Christianity. Right? That's what it's called. Right? That's what they call it. Right? That's Shita. Shita means Christianity. It means to believe that there's a son and that there's a holy whatever. Right? So, they have all kinds of proofs. Shal Shem Lachem and Kodai, three times Kodai. They have all kinds of. If anybody was ever in Prague, we have been by Prague. You see the cross with the three words Kodai on it. So, that's where. Sheet of the word, maybe, who says it's also? Zaverch lelehim yacharim bilti l'Hashem levada. That defines for us, that's called Avodah Zarah too. Bilti l'Hashem levada says, you know, let it call meshatav shem shemayim im dava achim chas v'shalom. So to us, the meaning that by us, it's Avodah Zarah, praise the souls by goyim not. They don't have the yisr of sheet of necessarily, right? Why? Because the pshat is, when it was given to Adam Rishon to Benayach, it was not given in such a way. So Rashi holds, like this Ritva says, once they're mekabel, the Zayin mitzvahs, the pshat is not only a mekabel, they're mekabel with the new definition from our Sinai. The only thing of Ger Toshev happens, especially the way the Ritva learns it, is that they're mekabel the Zayin mitzvahs. But not the pshat, they say, oh, we want to be mekabel the same Zayin mitzvahs. We want to be mekabel Zayin mitzvahs with the pshat, with the understanding of what these things are since Matan Torah. So the Mela, that a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, that sheep, that's what Shabbos is, because if you took it from Ben Echtheim, Yein V'layla L'Yish Baisu. Masha Ein Kein, Rashi Sheet, Avad HaTachidish. The Poshim Shabbos you learn is called Machal Shabbos, called Machal Shabbos, Gilu V'Nazar. You first need the Machal Shabbos, and it's Gilu V'Nazar. Rashi Sheet is over here that since it's part of Avodah Zarah, it has some dinim. One learns out skila from it, right? By the Makosha Shaitzim. So the Mela, whatever's included in the definition of what's called Avodah Zarah, which is Chil Shah, Chil Shah is a form of Avodah Zarah. Mela, when a Ger Tosh is Makabal the Mitzvahs again, he's Makabal with the new definition, and that includes Chil Shah. So that's Shitas Rashi, that a Ger Tosh has to keep Shabbos. That's the pshat in the Rashi, and that fits in with Rashi in this week's Parsha too. It's interesting in Mishnah Brura and Be'er Lacha, in Simon Dalet Shin. So over there he quotes a Magen Avraham. Upset Magen Avraham talk about a certain Dalach with a Ger Taisha, and he said Ger Taisha that kept Shabbos if Mechatesi could keep Shabbos. So Mishnah Brura says over there, not even Lididah, not only Shitas Rashi. So he says I'm married to Gechidish to Mishnah Brura. He says, even though we pass in the Ger Toshev is someone who's mekabel on himself Zayin Mitzvahs B'nein Dayach, but the Chayim, we can mekabel all the mitzvahs, Chutz Mis and the Vedas. So he says, that it's not again nowadays because there's no Ger Toshev on his Mount Shein Yehi B'Lay. But there's a Yehi, well, he'll be a din of a Ger Toshev. So he says over there, the Mishnah Brura, that even though we pass the Zayin Mitzvahs, that's a minimum. But if he wants to mekabel more, he could be. Many Rashi's are, not I can't say it's Behedra, Mashra that way, but Rashi many times says, Ger, it's really based on the Gemara's Lashon. Ger Toshev is Oichel Neveh, Rashi keeps saying he's an Oichel Neveh, it's Oichel Neveh, right? Okay, so Oichel Neveh is just what you give him. Rashi's trying to say, that's that for sure, he can't be makabel. That the Torah says. Anything else, he could be makabel. So Mishnah Berurah, Rosh Shabbos, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. It's very Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says if he's makabel Shabbos on himself. Goy Shabbos is only a goy. He can't keep Shabbos on his own. But if he's makabel Shabbos the way we know Shabbos, then he, in Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Tefillin, I forgot the Gemara says, he says if a ger toish is makabel himself to keep tefillin, he's mechuyav to put on tefillin. Says a ger toish can makabel himself to keep tefillin. That's what he said.
And can't do any nerik to throw.
Ger toish is noig only in itself. How do you can travel to business outside? But he, right, shall I get out to throw?
Going in out to
No, it's only that it's summer. I mean, if he's makabel, that's all. You let him live in that, so it could be good. I don't recall.
What?
No, it's a Kabbalah. It's not a Haneda. That's the thing. It's a Kabbalah. The Mishnah Berurah, yeah, is real. The Mishnah Berurah has it's sad to say that if he's makabel himself to fill him, could be he can write Phillips. He says not that way, but Phillips to go throw the pitch. Okay, we just have 2 minutes to say that something else. It seems that a lot of people like the verb from Sheila Kutna, why the Kala sends the it's like I said, somebody I last year I was talking at Midwest Aguda Convention. I thought I spoke very well. I was talking about the guy calls, you got to speak over here. I remember your verb on 24/7. I said, people always remember the little, you know, ditties they just say. So yesterday there's a Sheila Kutna. He says, I'm wearing the Gavard. So I want to just touch up a Kivega with it. First, I'll tell you the Kivega. Mary Dick of Kivega. Shulchan Aruch says that when Yateva sits, we fastly should do the Tviya, the spinning, the weaving. The weaving should be done with Shema. Lefikach, therefore, Yazir es Anashim, he should warn the women that they should be Tviya with Shema. So Kivega brings from a quote, Sasvada Shasei for Godel. What does the Mishnah have to say that for? When does the Shulchan Aruch have to say Lefikach? It will be by matzah. This is how you bake matzahs, right? You got to do this. Therefore, you know, in the old days, women used to work in the matzah bakeries. So he says, now, make sure you tell the women to do it. This is Shulchan Aruch. If there's women, there's women. What's the difference who it is? Right, you know, we saw Salat, when they once came to him, they wanted to make a matzah bakery, of Mohud Dik Matzah. They asked them, they should write all the chumras, all the things they should be mapped with. So first thing he wrote was, well, Almanas used to work there. Says, don't scream at the Almanas. That's the first thing they have. Don't scream at the Almanas. Says, well, things get rough. So what does the Shulchan have to say? So he says, I'm wearing the Gzah. Says, the Pasuk says every day, V'daber Shom V'Mishra. Daber B'nei Yisrael, V'Amarta Leim. What's Daber B'nei Yisrael? You have other Pasuk in the third that way, but he good for Kasha. Daber B'nei Yisrael, V'Amarta Leim. What's the double Lush? So he says like this. For Beit Tam, can you do a hold? Women can't tie tzitzis. They can't make the Kesha. So, sharing Taisis himself, Arps, with Mecha Taisi, what goes my mind is it says, because it says, B'nai Yisrael, Daba B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, V'loi B'nai Yisrael. But there were dozens, like Abi Smicha, women are not shy to create tzitzis. V'amarta Lehem, we know, Kos Soima Lebeis Yankiv, is that to Beis Yankiv, you speak a mere Loshon Racha, a soft Loshon. So he says like this, Daba B'nai Yisrael, V'loi B'nai Yisrael, the mitzvah is for men. V'amarta lehem, but you should say to the woman, basu lehem tzitzis. It's very good also. One of the bacham was wire, basu lehem. What's that? Asu tzitzis. Asu lehem. The women should make for the men the tzitzis. Very nice. That's what he makes up. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch goes out of his way to say, the women who make the tzitzis, tell them to do the because women do have a shaykes to the Indian of making tzitzis, and that's the making of the tzitzis. What's that? A chat, white woman. A shayt. So that's what Sheila Kutna, I just wanted to touch on this, what Sheila Kutna. Sheila Kutna says that the minig of a woman, a kala, sending the chosin a talis, right? She gets her father's credit cards and she pays for the talis. So what's that minig from? So he says, because the mice, the Gemara and Shabbos, Abed Gimel, that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai went to the cave and that Rasani took off his clothes. He says, what is it? What are you going to take off his clothes? Why well, says he want to waste, you know, because his clothes would get ruined. So what's Gemara have to tell us for? He says, because he reached such a madrega, you see, right, that like the Gemara says, Epsha, Adam Zareb, Shazri, Akreitz, was like, Teravata, you know, Hatela. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was totally, you know, Nasa Adam Nema Baburecha. So he reached the Darga of Adam Rishon before the Chait. Before the Chait, there was no Begodim. Bugadim represent the begida, the unfaithfulness, being a traitor, a boged, a traitor, right? That's what begida means. A person's a boged in the Baruch Hashem's ratzah. So he says, so the only mitzvah that we have in bugadim, that's a mitzvah, is tzitzis, that we have. The tzitzis itself, he says, that's why the woman has the shaykhas, that since you brought about the chait, she goes ahead and misakin it with the Indian of beget, which is a beget from mitzvah, married the gavar. That's basul and tzitzis. So even though they don't have the mitzvah, tzitzis, basul and tzitzis.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.